RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sabres quickly, though, working their way up ice. Here's McLeod racing after it down to the corner. McLeod centers in front, scores! Benson in front of the net as that puck popped up into the air, and the Sabres with an early goal here in the third period take a 3-2 lead.
Well, that 3-2 lead ended up being the game-winning goal for Buffalo. Zach Benson's fourth early third period at 1:46, giving the Sabres the lead, and that was the lead for good. Our goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you here into the post game. I'm Brian Colziel. Ninth straight win for Buffalo, 4-2 the final. Of course, Alex Lyon, after letting in a couple early, coming up big throughout the remainder of the game, shutting out the Blues in the second and the third, including on this one. It's our upstate Honda dealer's save of the game.
Blues do keep it in their possession. Falk with a shot and a glove save by Lyon in the rebound. He has covered up.
Well, that was Alex Lyon, who was perfect in the third period. Didn't face a ton of shots, but that one right there, a stop in the third to keep that 3-2 Buffalo lead. And Lyon goes on to pick up another victory for the Sabres as Buffalo gets it done tonight for the ninth consecutive time. They'll go for 10 in a row on New Year's Eve night. Buffalo at Dallas to take on the Stars. That'll be a tough task for sure against a very good Dallas team. Wednesday night, 8 p.m. We'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. All right, Paul Hamilton coming up here in just a few moments, but that was our save of the game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Some final stats before we get to Paul. Brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. How about this? Showing the domination in the third, the shots were 12-2. Buffalo, that's the way to finish off a game right there. 34-18. Buffalo ends up out shooting St. Louis at the end of this one when all is said and done. Let's go to the power plays. Both teams 0 for the night. Sabres 0-3 and the Blues 0-1. Buffalo being very disciplined. They only took one penalty. That was a Metsä high stick and call back in the first period. So Lyon gets the win, 16 saves. Hofer the loss, 30 saves. And the three stars of the game now, brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at bluestarhs.com. Alex Tuck, who had a goal in this one, he was star number three. Joel Hofer in net played pretty solid for the Blues. In fact, I thought Buffalo could have scored three or four goals there in the early third portion, or early portion of the third period. He is star number two. And Zach Benson, who got the game-winning goal. How did he score it? Around the net. That's what he does. Zach Benson tonight, star number one. Again, those are your Blue Star Home Services, three stars of the game. The attendance tonight at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis, 18,096. And Buffalo will next play against the Dallas Stars. Again, Wednesday, 8 o'clock. We'll have the pregame at 7 on our flagship WGR Sports Radio 550. All right, so a win for the Sabres. We're going to react and get some tweets from fans a little bit later out of the post game. Send them in at Brian WGR, B-R-I-A-N, WGR, as we'll get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. We'll also update you on what's going on elsewhere. I will give you one score, not to spoil it, but the Panthers did win over the Capitals. So both Florida and Buffalo win in regulation. They both pick up 2 points. But now the Sabres are within one of wild card one, as the Capitals, of course, lost to the Panthers. So the good news of the bad news is that Washington lost to Florida, but the good news by Washington losing, you're now only 1 point behind wild card one. And, you know, you're only 2 points out of third place in the Atlantic. So Sabres inching up closer, regardless of how you look at it here tonight. You know, it's long-term picture here. The Sabres haven't even reached game 41, the halfway point here, is that just keep winning. Good things will happen. The standings will take care of themselves for sure as Buffalo picks up their 20th win of the season, now 20-14-4. All right, nine in a row. Let's see what Paul Hamilton thinks. Paul, you said after two periods, you were kind of talking about the keys of winning the third. I think Buffalo went out and did it. They outshoot the Blues heavily, 12-2. They probably could have scored, I thought, three or four times legitimately, even in the first half of that third period, but they figure out a way to get it done. And another strong finish to close this out, despite maybe a little moment here or there when St. Louis was shorthanded in the final minutes.
Let's go a little bit further. I mean, they outshot the Blues 26-9 in the last 40 minutes. You know, and I suppose we could go back into the first period if I really wanted to get in, you know, going, see who, as if the Sabres had, you know, the last few shots of the first period. But in the last 40 minutes, 26-9, they really, you know, kind of turned their game on. And if you go by points percentage and take that game in hand the Sabres and the Panthers have on the Capitals, it took 9 straight wins, but the Sabres are now in the playoffs.
Florida, that's
right. And Buffalo are about 579, which puts Florida in 7th and Buffalo in 8th. Well, Capitals are 577. They are now in 9th place. So I was wrong. I said in order for the Sabres to get back into playoff contention, they would have to win 10 in a row. It took nine.
Yes. Well, that's why you got to look at the points instead of the points percentage for this argument, to make yourself look better. I know you're a points percentage guy. So for your argument's sake, just look at the points. I know.
You've been consistent with points percentage,
so you're right. Yeah. We got to stick with it. Well, yep. I mean,
now the Canadiens are at 605 for third place in the division, but that's not too far off of 579. So you know, if Montreal loses a game or two, and Buffalo wins a game or two, then they're there.
By the way, Buffalo will play Montreal 3 times in the month of January. So they'll have their chance, Paul, to get by them.
Yeah, that'll be the one because I'm coming home from Nashville, so Pat will be eating the hot dogs, not you.
Yes.
You could have gone, but you decided time to send Pat out there to get the hot dogs, the Montreal hot dogs. So
the best press box hot dogs.
Yes. I know he will be there for that big game against the Montreal Canadiens, and wouldn't that be fun if that were for second or third place in the division?
Absolutely. All right, let's break down this third period, Paul. Let's start with the Benson goal. McLeod in the corner, I thought a really, really nice vision play there to see Quinn in front, because that's kind of how it all got started. He gets it to Quinn, and Quinn's attempt eventually deflects off of Benson and goes in.
Yeah, Hoffer did all he could. I mean, the Sabres were just attacking. And, you know, that's all you need to do sometimes, just get pucks to the crease. And it's something the Sabres weren't real good at for a long time. And I think it's another thing when we talk about, well, what are the things they're getting better at? I think getting pucks to the crease is definitely one of them because they got people there at the crease. So, you know, when you got people there and you get pucks there, good things happen. And, you know, look at the Krebs goal in Buffalo, standing in the crease. Thompson shoots it and he tips it in. You know, two guys are at the crease. McLeod's in the corner. Okay, I got two guys there. I don't necessarily have to put it on anybody's stick, although it did find the stick of Quinn. Just get it there. I've got two tenacious guys standing there. Let's get it there and see what happens. Well, a goal is what happens. So, you know, I think that's another part of their game that they've gotten better at.
Absolutely. Paul, after the Benson goal, I mean, I'll just rattle off my notes. You can add to it. Darlene on a nice little give and go had a great look in front. Malenstein had a great chance. Kesselring hit a post. Quinn had a good look. Thompson with an absolute blast on a power play. Dahlin with a blast on a power play. And that all happened, you know, within less than 10 minutes of the Benson goal.
And Dahlin had a good play when he cut in. That was a really nice save that Hoffer made when he cut in like that. So that, I think Dahlin, you know, I got on the two of them a little bit in the first period, and kind of my fault. I didn't stop and think. That was Dahlin's first time on the ice. He had missed more time than anybody else. I mean, the Sabres, during the holiday break, they don't have a practice, they don't have a game, and he's still in Sweden. So he missed the morning skate, and then he missed the game, and then he missed the practice on Sunday. I'm sure he was on the ice this morning in St. Louis, so I think he just needed to get the cobwebs out a little bit because both he and Samuelson did not make real great plays on the first two St. Louis goals in the first period. You know, after that, and they settled in, they were fine. They were back to playing the way they have been playing most of the season.
Absolutely. Paul, the really only dangerous moments, honestly, came when Buffalo was on the power play. Thomas had a shorthanded breakaway. That was St. Louis's best chance, and it looked like he missed the net. If Lyon got a piece of it, yeah, I'll give him credit for it, but that was their best look.
It didn't appear to. It appeared that Thomas put it over the top of the net easily. You know, he's trying to go up top and put it over the top. And so that was – now, there's always this, too. When you're a goaltender, sometimes you don't give the shooter anything. So he has really nothing to shoot at, and that's why he winds up shooting it wide, either high or wide or something like that, because the goaltender took everything away. So now, was that the case? Well, Alex Lyon could tell us. But whatever the case is, he did put it over the top.
Absolutely. How about the sequence, Paul, where Lyon looks like he almost breaks his back, bending backwards, loses his glove or his waffle. He's playing there, holding his stick with a bare hand. And then Snuggerud's got a look, and he fans on it, and then eventually it ends up into the empty net.
Yeah, I think it was – wasn't it his catching glove he lost?
I think so.
Yeah, it was his catching glove that he lost.
Yeah.
So now he's scrambling to get back in. Neighbors, you know, sends a nice pass to Snuggerud, but, you know, he scrambled, and that's what he needed to do to get back into the goal and found a way to make a save. And how many times have we said that? You got to find a way. And, you know, he just, as his teammates did, found a way to make a big save in that situation. And, you know, after being outshot 9-8 in the first period, it wasn't their best period. I think St. Louis was the better team in the first period. You know, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, the Sabres took over the second and outshot the Blues 26-9 after that and outscored them 3-0. Last St. Louis goal came at 8:09 to the first period. After that, Alex Lyon shut the door. I mean, you had mentioned you didn't like either goal. He may not have either, and he slammed the door after that, and it didn't matter. You know, I said this, we were talking about this the other day about, you know, well, Luukkonen, the only goal he gave up against Boston in a 4-1 game, maybe he should have stopped that. It doesn't matter. If you win 4-1, and that's the only goal you let in, I don't care if you let it in from the red line.
Right, you know, you only let in one. Yep.
It doesn't matter, because if you're making big saves after that, which they were, you know, which he was, rather, Luukkonen, he did have to make some big saves after that. You know, that's all you need to do is make those big saves, and he did. So, all right, you know, maybe things weren't going your way to start with, but maybe you didn't like the one goal that went in, but when you went 4-1, you only let in one. I don't really care where it goes in from.
Absolutely. All right, Paul, so I guess here Dallas is next. I mean, The opponent on paper looks like it's the toughest one that they will face in this stretch here to try to push it to 10. I mean, it is almost incapable of thinking that what Colorado could be doing, what they're doing right now out in the West with this record, that it's almost the halfway point, Paul, and they only have two regulation losses.
Yeah,
they're 28-2-7. I know, and Dallas has got to be thinking here, okay, we're having like the season of all seasons, and we're 6 points back in second. They are 25-7-7. Unbelievable start for them. 57 points. They're six better than anybody in the East, yet they're not even leading their division. They've got a little...
This reminds me when I was a little kid, I don't think you were alive at this time, when the Montreal Canadiens, under Scotty Bowman, they might have had a year, I don't know, eight losses might stick in my mind, something like that, where, you know, it was just, it was ridiculous like this. I really haven't seen anything like what we're seeing this year since the Canadiens team. And as I said, I was a kid back then, and I don't even think you were alive when that happened. But that's just how little that kind of stuff happens to be that dominant, you know, in the league. And that's what the
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Avalanche are doing right now, and Buffalo has played them twice, so they don't have to worry about the Avalanche anymore this year unless they face them in the playoffs, and they would love to face them in the playoffs because there's only one way that can happen.
That's right.
The Stanley Cup Finals.
Yep.
So they would love to face the Colorado Avalanche again this year.
That's right. Well, Paul, the Dallas game, do you come back with Lyon? Do you go back to Lukanen? Lindy said they would both play on this trip. There will be 2 days before they play again then on Saturday against Columbus. And I'll also ask you, since I'm asking you about next lineup, if Jason Zucker is ready, do you mess with the lineup? I think you kind of answered it maybe last game, but for those that didn't hear it, I mean, Zucker's good enough. You find a spot for him, right?
Yeah, but I kind of think maybe he was ready today. And if I'm being honest with you. So they may have to, and Jason Zucker is somebody that wouldn't like it, but would understand it. He would get it. I mean, he was the first one to joke when we were talking to him when he started practice. He goes, "Yeah, I don't know if I'm ever going to play again. They're 7-0 since I left. They don't need me anymore," you know, type of a thing. So he kind of kiddingly talked about it. So, you know, if that's the way it winds up, you know, where he could have played tonight, but Lindy Ruff is looking at the forward saying, which one do I pull? And I don't necessarily disagree with him. Now, you look at the numbers that Zucker put up before he got hurt again. He was over a point a game since coming back from illness. I think he had points in all but two games since he came back. So he was hot too. And you know, Greenway could be ready for another one of those games where he doesn't play. That would be a place where you could stick Zucker into the lineup if Greenway isn't ready. But that could have happened tonight. We don't know. I don't know if Lindy Ruff will be asked that, but it's possible that could have happened tonight.
That's right. Well, either way, on paper, it'll be a tough matchup for the Sabres. But, hey, no one's hotter than Buffalo right now in the NHL with their 9-game winning streak. So we'll have that game for you Wednesday at 8 o'clock, pregame at 7, New Year's Eve. You can spend it right here with us, right here on the Sabres Radio Network.
Dale, as you mentioned, 731 with Dallas isn't a bad points percentage, and 12-5-2 at home. They're another team that's really – do you realize the Avalanche and the Stars are exactly the same on the road, 13-2-5? They're actually better on the road than they are at home, although 12-5-2 at home isn't too bad with a goal differential of plus 34, which is pretty much half of what the Avalanche have. So it's not impossible to beat the Dallas Stars in Dallas, but certainly not going to be easy. They've beaten the Minnesota Wild in Minnesota, and they're third in the Central at 667. So they've already won in one of those buildings in the top three in the Central Division.
And they have beaten Edmonton in Edmonton. They're the first team in the Pacific right now.
Third.
If you... Well, yes, by your stats.
I'm not going to get off the points percentage. Come on, you know that.
That's right.
Vegas 625, Anaheim 579.
And you got to tell the NHL, tell NHL.com to please list it properly then. So
well,
I don't
see,
have
you can
to open.
Do that. I go to NHL.com and I go to the standings and I just hit the P percentage and it flips it for me.
I can definitely do that. What I'm saying is that should if that is what we should be judging it on, then it should be presented that way.
Well, you know me. I like to be a rebel, and you know, it just takes the games in hand out of the equation because Edmonton's played 40 games. Vegas has only played 36.
That's right. And, they actually
Edmonton,
would be first
Edmonton
Vegas,
has
right.
one more point. So the way I look at it, to be fair, you go to points percentage where Vegas would be at 625, Edmonton at 575, and that gives you a better idea. It just takes the games in hand out of the equation. Once you get to 82 games, it doesn't matter. You can use either column.
I would agree. All right, Paul, good stuff. We will talk to you Wednesday, Sabres and Stars, 7 o'clock pregame. We'll talk then.
Talk to you then. Take care.
All right, Paul Hamilton with us here on the postgame. Sabres double up the Blues tonight, 4-2 to win their ninth consecutive game. All right, well, let's read some tweets here. We get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Here we go. At Window Pane Acid. We've read some of his before. Brian, does anybody find
favorite.
It? That's right. That's right. TJ, what do you think about this one here? It says, does anybody find it ironic and interesting that the team on the ice is Adam's team? His drafts were good and bad. He finally realized that you got to build a team. They need a grit, and they've had injuries. JK, and referring to Jarmo Kekalainen here, has no stamp yet in terms of this roster. Adams had to go, but I've got some sympathy for him. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really get away from this being a bunch of players that Kevin Adams drafted, traded for, things of that nature, except for, I think, Tage Thompson, but he did sign him to that contract. But, I mean, there is probably something to be said for having experience at that position at this point.
Yep, I would agree for sure. Zach says, I am all in on this team. When is the last time, TJ, people have had that feeling? I mean,
it had to be the 2018-2019 season.
It's been a
long
time.
When they went on the 10-gamer there.
That's right. It's been a long, long time since people have really, really had that all-in feeling. And maybe you had it the year that the Sabres missed by a point. You know, when they had 91 and Florida had 92, that was, what, four seasons ago? So, I mean, you know, I wouldn't hold it against you if you had that feeling.
Yeah, there was that one.
Sure.
There was the season that got pulled early and they missed the play-in round nonsense from that shortened season before the COVID pandemic.
That's right. Hockey IQ 716 says, it was Sammy, not Darlene, not Byram, leading the rush. He's a wild man. Sammy's been really good. Been their best defenseman, and offensively, he's been amazing in terms of what he's been doing. Tony says, how about them bananas? Strong third. Took control, showed who was the better team. Not sure of the stats, but Norris seemed to win some key draws. Yeah, the Sabres as a team are still not good comparably on faceoffs, for whatever that's worth to you. Lindy Ruff has said he values it, though, because he said, look, we want puck possession, and if we lose the draw, we got to work hard to go get it. Norris and his draws tonight, 53%. He was 8 of 15. So I don't have the breakdown in front of me of the period-by-period ones, but that's his game total there, 8 of 15 so far. And TJ, we'll read a couple more here. Numb to the Sabres. That's a good handle. Says, pinch me, I'm dreaming. 9 in a row. I said Kevin Adams was a confidence vacuum. He sucked the confidence right out of this team. And when rumors began that he was going to be relieved, they got their confidence back like a weight was lifted. It's good to see. When those rumors really got out, they won those last three games of the road trip, and they've won six more since. So it's been 9 for 9, I guess. If you're a believer in that rumor thing, they're 9 for 9 since those rumors have come out.
I mean, what has Paul said? It's like a cloud has been lifted from over them.
I agree. All right, TJ, here's the tweet of the night, though. Do we give it to the Sabres social media team?
Absolutely.
So the Blues, during the course of the game tonight, sent out a tweet that had one of their players. I'm trying to see if I can see the number here. Anyway, that doesn't matter.
It was Braden Schenn.
Braden Schenn, there we go, number 10. Yep, yep. The Blues Twitter handle shows Schenn skating by the Sabres bench and says, "We're all wondering, dot, 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 dot." And then if you play it, the caption says, "What even is a Sabre?" Well, the Sabres official Twitter handle responds back and says, "You don't know what a Sabre is, but you sure know what an L is."
I think that's a crazy chirp in 2025 when one of the biggest intellectual properties, the weapon it is called, in Star Wars, is called a lightsaber. Everybody knows what that is. So that's, I think, right. That's a crazy chirp to even make. And then for their social team to go in on that, I'm sorry. That was wild to me.
Yep. And
that's just that's just talking about Star Wars. I know sabers have been a thing throughout popular culture forever, but that's the biggest one I can think of right off the top of my head.
That's right. I agree. All right. Well, we'll give the tweet of the night to the Sabres social media team. Nice job there. We got connected with our fans and the Sabres, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. All right. Well, let's see what's going on elsewhere here so we can update the standings. Let's get our drive around the league in next. It's brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. Let's go to the games that are going on right now. If you want to watch hockey, you got access to them, go turn on the Boston-Calgary game and root against the Bruins. Calgary and Boston are tied 1-1, so you got a full third period to watch there. They're after two. Just starting the third in Colorado, the Avalanche have a 3-1 lead on Los Angeles. After two in Utah, the Mammoth and the Predators are all square, two apiece. End of one in Vegas, Minnesota has a 2-0 lead on the Golden Knights. Seattle leads Vancouver 2-1 after one. And the Sharks have a 2-1 lead in Anaheim after one period of play. Finals from earlier, Florida kept pace with Buffalo. They're still tied right now. If you go by points, I know Paul will tell me go by points percentage, but Florida, a 5-3 winner against Washington. Reinhardt had two goals and an assist in that one. If you go by points percentage, because of the Capitals' loss, the Sabres would be a playoff team right now. Them and Florida would be wild card 1-2. Final in overtime, Carolina beats the Rangers by a score of 3-2. Columbus over Ottawa 4-1, the final in regulation there, so the Senators get no points in that game. Edmonton 3-1 winners in Winnipeg. And now we've got a pretty crazy finish here to Monday Night Football. Atlanta, after being up 21-0, gave up the lead, well, gave up their lead, and the Rams came back to tie it at 24-all, and now a 51-yard field goal from Zane Gonzalez has re-given the lead to the Falcons. It's 27-24, 21 seconds left. So if you want to watch the end of that one, drama there for whatever it's worth in the NFC playoff race for the Rams. The Rams' loss only affects their seeding. Atlanta actually, incredibly, can affect Carolina and Tampa. If the Falcons hold on and then Atlanta wins again next week, they could move into a three-way tie with Carolina and Tampa if Tampa Bay beats Carolina next week, and the three-way tie would give Carolina the edge. So if Atlanta wins this game and next week, it doesn't even matter what happens in that Carolina-Tampa game. Pretty crazy that that ends up being the case. Anyway, there are your look around, your drive around the league, brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. All right, 4-2, the final. We appreciate you being with us here on the postgame. All of our interviews throughout the broadcast, especially you heard them on the pregame show, and our locker room reports are brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? 9 straight for Buffalo. They'll make it. Try to make it 10 Wednesday night in Dallas. 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock puck drop. We'll have it for you here with Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray on the call. And with that, we're going to say goodnight to everybody here. Thanks for listening, and say goodbye to all of our local affiliates as well. We'll say goodbye to everybody here at the same time. I want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer. Thank you, TJ. Kyle Powell on our social media. You can check out his game story, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton is our reporter. Tom Maddy is our engineer. Mike Shope was on the pregame show today, along with, I was on the pregame show today. I joined Mike Shope earlier tonight, but yeah, I had the pregame as well. And of course, for Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Culteel. Thank you for listening. 9 straight wins for the Sabres, 4-2 in St. Louis over the Blues. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday with the Sabres and the Stars from Dallas, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.